Hey friends, I am David Gandelman, the author of The Seven Energies of the Soul that was just released. And I'm doing this video for the Boulder Bookstore. We have a live event coming up April 20th at 6:30 p.m. If you're in the area, come hang out. And if that time has already passed when you watch or listen to this, that's okay. I'm going to spend this time explaining why I decided to write the book, what the seven energies of the soul are, and answer a few questions that the Boulder Bookstore asked me to answer. And I'm also going to share this video audio with my Meditation School podcast audience so they can get a sense of what's going on locally. So just to start, the inspiration for the seven energies of the soul really came from years of me working with clients one-on-one and meditation students overall at this point in the many thousands. And they would always come to me asking the same kinds of questions, like, David, I'm stuck in my relationship, in my career, finances, creativity. I want to be a coach, a healer, a guide of some kind. How do I build my entrepreneurial business around that? You know, I'm stuck spiritually. What's my life purpose? And I noticed a pattern in these questions. And obviously, because we're all human, and so we all go through similar challenges in life. And what I did was I took those quote unquote problems and flipped them what I would consider right side up. So if you have a relationship problem, maybe you're developing your inner lover. If you have an issue with your career or business, maybe you're developing your inner creator. If you're stuck on an artistic project, creative project, maybe you're developing your inner artist. And so just to go through each of them, the seven energies, we've got the creator, the healer, the warrior, the lover, the artist, the explorer, and the master. And by no means did I come up with these terms. You know, these kind of archetypal energies have been around for ages in different ways and formats. And all I did was put them into a structure that works for me in my own life and for my students. And in the book, I created a set of exercises, meditations, and action steps, and questions that you can answer for yourself to help you find balance with each energy. So my belief is that our happiness and our joy in life come from finding balance in life. And what I mean by that is if we spend all of our time working, no matter how happy work makes us, we'll never truly be fulfilled. We need to spend time on our relationships, on our careers, on our creativity, exploring the unknown, maybe being a guide, deepening into our spiritual selves. And what I mean by that is our purpose, understanding existence. And so all of these aspects of life need attention. And what often happens is in one or more of these areas in life, we lose balance. So we become maybe deficient in an area. For example, if you're a deficient creator, maybe you're sitting on the couch in apathy, wanting to build a business or do some kind of project, but you can't seem to get it going. Or maybe you're an excessive creator and you're a workaholic and all you ever do is work and you override the other areas of your life or avoid them by overworking. Or perhaps you are a deficient warrior. So you lack discipline, motivation, structure. Maybe you have a hard time finding your confidence and your courage in different scenarios in life. Or maybe you're an excessive warrior. You're always in competition with everybody else. There's too much structure. You try to control everything. And so whatever we're dealing with in life, it's very easy to kind of deflate and shrink, you know, step back from or inflate and go, I'm the best, I'm the strongest, I'm going to control this situation entirely. I'm going to apply too much effort. So we could shrink into deficiency, we can inflate into excess. And the goal of the book is to help you reflect on your own life, your own energies, where you're deficient, where you're in excess, and where you can find balance and joy in each area. And so there are meditations, journaling questions and action steps for each energy. And the Boulder Bookstore asked me to answer a few questions here. One of them is, how did I create the exercises in my book? I did that really just from my experience as a teacher and finding what works over time. And for me, meditation works. And because it works so well for me, and as a meditation teacher, I decided to add a bunch of meditations into the book. And I'm in the middle of creating an audio series of meditations to go with the book. I've already started emailing some of those out. And the other question the bookstore asked me to answer was how I started meditating. And I've answered this question a number of times on podcasts, interviews, but very briefly, I started at 16 by reading a book. It was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. I have his other book behind me on my bookshelf, A New Earth. And it just really woke something up in me. And I started meditating a lot as a teenager. That led me to get a degree in philosophy. And then I went and lived in the Himalayas in an ashram, and eventually in Hawaii, studying more of kind of the mystic arts. And here I am living in Colorado, in Boulder, in my studio, teaching mostly online these days with some different apps, and once in a while getting out to do a retreat and a live event now at the Boulder Bookstore, which will be my first live event, I believe, since COVID, other than one retreat. So I'm super excited about that. So what's one thing everyone can do to help keep their energies in balance? It's another question, which is a really good one. The whole book is about that. But if I was to give kind of one prescriptive thing that you could do every day, is I would personally sit, meditate on which energy do I feel is most out of balance today that needs my attention. So just lightly closing the eyes and asking that question. And for me, meditating at the beginning of a meditation is always like checking the weather. It's like, is it stormy in here? Is it calm? Is there a tornado coming? Just kind of like almost scanning your body and scanning your emotional body, your mental body, and asking that, what's out of balance here? I haven't been paying enough attention to my inner lover. Or today, I could really sense the theme and energy of just going out there and exploring the world. Or I feel like today's a day for me to be a guide for someone, to develop that energy of being a guide or a mentor. So what is it that I'm here to discover about myself, to heal, to grow into, and ultimately to share with the world? There's this great quote. I love the meaning of life is to find our gifts, and the purpose of life is to give them away. And so hopefully one of my gifts at the moment is this book, The Seven Energies of the Soul. I also did the audiobook, if you prefer listening. And lastly, the bookstore asked me to read a short passage. So sure, I chose one very early on in the book, I believe on page 2. Let me see here. Oh, I'm going to read from page 1. I really like starting right here. And there's this quote. This is another one of my favorite quotes. It's from Mark Twain. And he says, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. I absolutely love that quote. I've been using it for years. So we're born, luckily, into this world. We make it through the gauntlet of all the possibilities of not being here. And then eventually we have to find out why the heck we're on this spinning rock in this solar system, surrounded by all these human beings with all these challenges. And what a great adventure it can be. Yes, it can be very painful, but it's also quite the adventure. So since the beginning of time, humans have sought out masters, oracles, and sages to find the meaning of life and answers to other deep questions. In ancient Greece, people walked hundreds of miles to the oracle at Delphi to be healed and to have their questions answered. In the time of the Buddha, groups of hundreds, sometimes thousands of monks gathered to follow him across India, sitting and meditating, searching for answers to their deepest questions, searching for self-realization. After 45 years of traveling and teaching, as he was breathing his last breath, the Buddha told his followers, reportedly, we weren't there, don't look to me for your answers. Look inside yourself. I've given you the tools. Now use them on yourself. I love that. I started there, and I love that story because my whole career as a teacher has been people asking me for answers. And my whole job as a teacher is to teach people how to find their own answers instead of giving it to them. I think any good teacher, healer, you know, master of any kind worth their salt is teaching people the tools to find their own answers instead of just giving them away intellectually. Because if you just give someone an answer, it's not actually going to transform them. So you have to do the work yourself and grow into your own answers. And in the book, I say our answers are born out of our energy. So as we shift our energy, our answers almost emerge. They're almost like emergent properties. Oh, one last question from the Boulder Bookstore. What have I been reading to stay inspired and hopeful? I brought three books. One is Five Photons, a physics book on light. I love this one. It's really difficult after the first few dozen pages, but the beginning is great. I'm not smart enough to get the rest. And then we've got a book on relationships that came highly recommended, Attached, on attachment theory. I really love this one. Super easy to read, very insightful, and great exercises to find your own attachment styles. And then lastly, this is a book that just came out. It was written by my friend, Dr. Robin Berzin, the founder of Parsley Health. It's called State Change. Really cool book on finding your wellness in your body on every level. She did give me a shout out in the book, but that's not why I'm sharing it. It's really, really good. So that's what I'm up to at the moment. Thank you all so much for being here, watching, listening. Hope to see you at the Boulder Bookstore. And you know, even if you're not there and you want to buy books, you could buy them off their website. Check them out. Really, really cool store. I think it's one of the best bookstores I've ever been to. And The Seven Energies of the Soul. Thank you all so much. Hope you enjoy the book. I'll see you soon.